Canadian Senator Sharon Carstairs says governments from Afghanistan to Zimbabwe are suppressing the rights of elected parliamentarians for offenses as small as promoting the views of those who elected them. Carstairs is a 25-year member of Canada's Parliament and president of the IPU Committee on the Human Rights of Parliamentarians. Speaking to reporters on the sidelines of the IPU conference, Carstairs named Eritrea, Burma, Afghanistan, and Israel as among the violators. She called on Eritrea to clarify the whereabouts of 11 MPs who disappeared without a trace in September 2001.
And so it is clearly of grave concern to us when parliamentarians simply disappear from the face of the earth. Have they been murdered? Are they in detention? And we are calling today upon the African Union and their new president, Omar Gaddafi, to do whatever they can to intercede with the Eritrean government in order to find out what has happened to these 11 parliamentarians.
Carstairs also appealed to Afghanistan's government to reinstate Malalai Joya, who was suspended from parliament nearly 2 years ago for insulting the country's warlords.
I think that it is fair that in calling some of the warlords in her parliament dogs probably wasn't a very popular thing to do. On the other hand, she herself had been called a whore on the floor of the Parliament of Afghanistan. So we have a situation in which the parliament decided to give her a temporary suspension. Well, that temporary suspension began in May of 2007, and that temporary suspension is still continuing to today.
Carstairs criticized Israel's detention of 37 members of the Palestinian parliament who were elected as representatives of Hamas, which Israel and the United States consider a terrorist group.
The Israelis would argue that having been elected on the change and reform list, they are therefore members of Hamas. As members of Hamas, they are therefore terrorists. And as terrorists, they deserve to be so charged. Your committee is concerned that in not one single case of a trial which has taken place to date, have they actually been charged with a terrorist act. They have been charged with being elected on the change and reform list. And this causes us very grave concerns.
Carstairs also mentioned the cases of elected legislators in Burma who've been in prison or otherwise harassed for years, and of several members of parliament in Zimbabwe who've suffered violence and whose basic rights have been violated. She says the IPU prides itself on being what she called a talking shop and does not impose penalties on countries accused of violating parliamentarians' rights. She says the Rights Committee's only function is to bring cases to public attention so the plight of victims is not forgotten. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.